I'm out for an afternoon walk. Well, early afternoon walk. And I came today out to Borges Ranch, which is in the foothills of Mount Diablo. I haven't been out here in quite some time, and lots of wildlife. Hawks in the trees, and just crazy. And the crickets, birds. And wild grasses. Spring wild grasses where the water used to be. And amongst the big oaks. And it's a nice up and down, rolling hills type of walk on the trail. I'll try to get a picture of it. I'm really having to take every day and make a time for things like this and walks, because I get stuck in doing all the artwork that I've been doing. And listening and learning that I had just made a cast earlier this morning about, and now I'm in the midday looking at my trees, puffing and puffing up the hillside here, and I'm listening, mainly listening and looking up. Ah, these trees against this blue sky are just really inspiring to me. You know, for all the times I walk in these trees, you'd think I'd have a bunch of paintings based on these trees, and I really don't. A lot of photographs, but there's just no way of, for me anyway, to really do these trees any justice, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe I should give it a shot. And down below here, I'm looking down the canyon, the roll of the hill into the kind of what a grassy meadow. And there's these big trunks of old trees that have died. Not sure if they were in a fire or they're just gave way to the new. Yeah, they're sitting here laying on their sides. I've seen them up here before. This one's very close to the trail. It's so easy to see the decomposing. I like that about walks, where you see the cycle of life and hear it. Feel it if you want, you know. And you see the new buds for spring. You see the life that's come before. When I started on the trail, there were these, I don't know, about 7 or 8 birds flying in the flock together above the hillsides. And these little tiny, tiny tit birds in this tree here above me. Really baby ones. I don't know if they're babies or they're just small birds. Yesterday I got a bird brochure when I was out at Hither Farms. I think I'm gonna start attending this Audubon Society that's near me and start getting involved in that whole organization. I've always been attracted to birds. It just feels good to be out here. It's almost noon, my time, California time. And I thought I would just say hello, because I left an art room and said, nope, you gotta get out of your car and get out and walk. while you're here, before it gets, you know, 15 degrees hotter. So I'm enjoying the spring weather here. I'm decided to go out every day as long as I can and enjoy the coolness of the air before it starts to feel like a hot oven, even at 7 a.m. So that's what I'm doing for my lunch break. Oh, it's all good. Huff and puff, huff and puff. I get the heart pumping. Thanks for listening. Well, I made it to the top of this little hill here, and there's a bench, but I'm standing on the hillside slope behind the bench, and there's just a huge family of woodpeckers flying in and out of these trees. One is pecking away at the dead limbs, and the others are squawking around, probably trying to warn him. Human being, I'm just so surprised at all of them. And little red head swatches. They've got like a black body and a gray white belly. And a little red top head hair. And I swear there's like at least 20 of them. You can see if you can hear the pecking over the airplane that's going ahead, overhead, it looks, sounds like. Let me see if that passes here. But what's so beautiful is they're swooshing, swooping between all these trees that they're pecking on. So they've grown accustomed to me being here. Now there's one right over my head. I tell you, I've never seen this many together ever. Quite a treat. See them flying, their wings are black with white stripe. Yeah. This is why I take walks in my wildness area. I need to be connected with the critters of the world. They teach us how to live, basically. And you're the morning dove, too. Okay, let's see what I see on the next hillside. Well, I'm here at the other bench. I just made a video that didn't really work very well. But I can see my bench that I was standing over from here. And I'm going to go turn back now. There's a little birdhouse on this tree that a little blue jay kind of bird was going in and out of the cage I saw. So maybe they put these up so birds have a place that they can actually nest. Maybe they look at that. Maybe they test those nests. I don't know. Maybe they mark them so that they can see if they return. I don't know exactly what they're for. But there's some along many of these different trees. I noticed them. I also noticed them, I think yesterday. Was it yesterday? Where was I walking? I don't know. I noticed them recently when I was walking somewhere. They've got these little nested tree houses with screen, sort of a screen that sort of funnels in so they can get into there. Interesting how the birds know how to do that. So no new real sounds here. I can just hear the echoing of the woodpeckers from this high hillside over here. In the morning dove. Full. Just these trees are full of woodpeckers. It's amazing. So I'm sitting, like looking down on this piece of, it's not driftwood, it's just dead wood. And some of these pieces of dead wood have been here for, I was remarking to myself, for at least the last 10 years, maybe 15. I think I've been walking up here from, well, I know I've been walking up here from before I left the library. So at least 10, they've been down. And I love the shadows that the trees make against the hillside. And I see shapes and form, of course, through the decaying wood. Everything in nature inspires me. Everything, every single thing. From the texture of the trees, the sounds. Like I'm looking at this oak tree right now. It's a huge old oak tree with new growth at the top. And looks like somebody's marked it. Looks like it's got some red marks on it. Maybe it's on its way down. Who knows? Because I see a lot of woodpecker holes in the trunk. So maybe the trees become diseased and that's when the woodpeckers peck. Or the mites. I don't really understand woodpeckers, so I probably should look them up, what they actually eat. I think they eat insects, of course, right? I love to ponder out here, and that's what I do. Think out loud. Yeah. So anyway, that's that, and I'll just put this cast up, because I just notified the video group that I was doing this cast, so we'll put it up, and I have to listen to the one I did at like 4:30 this morning, and the one before that I never put up. For some reason, I got out of the habit of putting up audio, and I think it was because I started speaking audio spontaneously in the clubhouse rooms. So now there's no record of it, of course. You know, those rooms have no record of your discussions they may tape some of them, I think they do. So there's two kinds of birds in these trees I'm looking at. Three kinds. Woodpeckers and blue jays, or some sort of bluebird, and
Also a little, looks like a little wren or titmouse or something up there now. Probably more than three, actually, but that's what I can see with my naked eye. Yeah, so my voice has disappeared from audio platforms. I'm no longer making lemur casts. I'm no longer making swell casts. I'm sporadically taking my time on putting up new casts on my Anchor, Spotify, whatever that goes to. It goes to about eight different platforms. But I kind of miss having a record. So I'm starting to make records again of the work and of the voice. Speaking about the work, the process. It's all about the process. It always is. Life is a process, you know. We come into the world and we, through our living, we move our way towards death and memories and leaving unfinished work, leaving unfinished conversations. Yeah, unfinished conversations, that would be a good topic for me to, whatever you call it, mutate on. Mutate. Yeah. It's not the right word, but I just watch these three woodpickers climb these little tree over here, and they're just all sitting there together. I find these times very enjoyable, these restful periods where, I mean, I have a device in my hand, but I feel like I'm more like a wildlife narrator, observer. You can hear snippets of industrialized life in the yonder, but where I am presently is amongst the birds and the trees, grasses, bees.